Thank you for calling customer support. This is Dimitri speaking. How can I help you?
Yes. Yes. My name is Freeman Lin.
Okay. How can I help you?
Okay. Last Saturday, I disputed one charge. Okay. Mm-hmm. But and later on, I received an email, confirmation email. And the email said that's list the two disputes. Okay. The second dispute, I did not dispute it. So I responded to the email and point out that second one, January 2nd, 2022, with a total charge of $7.45. It's for shipping cost. That's okay. I did not dispute that. And yesterday I received the email, okay, from your support team and want me to call this number. So can you fix that mistake?
Let me see here. Can you provide me with your zip code?
Zip code is 30084.
And your name, please?
Freeman Lin, FreemanLin.
And when was it? Okay, here we go. Verify the shipping address for me.
I'm sorry?
Verify the shipping address for me.
Shipping address is 2241 Hialeah Road, Tucker, Georgia, 30084. The Hialeah spell is like H-Y-L-A-E-A Road.
I do see here you had our dash cam.
Yeah.
All right. I do see here you refunded.
I see the refund. That is a mistake. The shipping cost, I agreed to pay for that. I did not call in for disputes that charge.
Okay. Yeah, I do see yours refunded for $49.97.
That one.
Yeah, when it's a charge back.
Okay, I only disputes $49.97, but your representative put a both in there.
Oh, say that again for me.
Okay, I only call in for disputes. The unauthorized charge total is $49.97. Okay, but when I receive the email, they put a two in there. One is $49.97, and the other one is $7.45. I did not dispute $7.45. That's what I said, that the $7.45 is shipping cost. Is correct?
Okay. Well, once you disputed a charge with us, sir, we can't do anything. Once it goes into chargeback.
I'm sorry?
Once you dispute a charge and it goes into chargeback, there's nothing we can do about it.
Okay. That's what I need to get clear. I did not disabuse the $7.45. That's your representative put in there. Okay, every call, you have a record. So you can pull out a record and see what I said. Okay?
You disputed the $49.97 with your car company, sir.
Yes, that's right. I only speak your dispute as $49.97. I don't know why, because of a common theme of a merchant. So your representative, your agent, put both in there.
No, sir, we don't dispute anything. We can't dispute anything. We're not the card company. Only banks and card companies can dispute charges, sir.
Oh, you are not a credit card company?
No, sir. We're the company who charged you.
Oh, it's Capital One.
No, sir. We're not Capital One.
Who are you?
We're the company who charged you.
Okay. You charge me. Okay. So your company charged. So I can pay you $7.45?
No, sir. You disputed the charge, so we can't do anything any further.
Okay. When I called Capital One, I did not dispute $7.45 because that's a shipping cost. I agreed to pay for that. Okay, but I don't know why the Capital One representative put both in dispute. Okay, I only disputed $49.97. The $49.97, I did not otherwise charge. I don't know why the charge to my account. Okay, this one I dispute. But the $7.45 is for the shipping cost because of what that camera is the Costco gift, the free gift. But the gift is free. I have to pay for the shipping cost. I agree to pay for the $7.45. But I don't know why that your company give both back to Capital One. You only need to give one back at $49.97. I don't otherwise to charge this one. But a $7.45, yes. Do you want the money? I don't want this money. Are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm still here. I'll just let you finish. But yes, sir, we don't do anything with the with disputes and chargebacks, so you would need to talk to your card company.
Well, I did a response to the credit card company, but they have been advised me to contact with a merchant, which is you, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you can send a bill. I still pay you $7.45.
No, sir, you don't have to pay us anything because you disputed it. Once it's been disputed, we can't do anything.
Now, wait a minute. I keep telling you, I did not dispute that $7.45. That is some mistake by Capital One. Okay? The Capital One credit card. Okay, I paid online using the Capital One credit card to pay for the shipping cost, the $7.45. And add up, somebody charged to my credit card was $49.97. I did not agree that unauthorized charge. But I did agree $7.45 for shipping cost. I did not dispute this one. It's the Capital One credit card representative for making mistakes. They just dispute both. And your company give both money back to them. That's funny. I did not dispute this one. If you already get back as like the Capital One credit card company and the one you back, well, you can bill to me. I can pay you again. That's $7.45 for shipping cost that you're supposed to get.
Yes, sir.
You not do shipping for free, right? You said the gift is free, but I pay for the shipping cost. I pay shipping cost. That's quite right.
You pay shipping and handling, but once you pay the shipping and handling, sir, you are signing up for the factory direct saving store, which there is a charge of, let me see. So there is a charge $49.97 if the account is not canceled.
No, $49.95 is not a charge.
Yes, sir.
No charge. That cost is a free. Okay, that's the Costco and give the credit for the gift. The gift is free. I only need to pay $7.45 for shipping cost. I still have the receipt. If you charge the $49.97 for what? That's incorrect, so I dispute that.
Okay, yeah, you disputed the charge, sir. And when it's charged back, we can't do anything.
Do you don't want the shipping cost to pay you?
I'm sorry?
Do you want, well, you have a shipping cost, $7.45. I agree
right.
to pay for the shipping cost. But when you continuously charge $49.97, that's incorrect. Because it's supposed to be free gift. And I have a receipt for a free gift. So you are charging me $49.97 is incorrect. So I dispute that. Okay, then you get credit back to my account. That's okay. But a $7.45, I agree pay you for shipping cost. Why you get back this part to my account? I don't need it. I already received a gift. Well, I already received a camera. That money, $7.45, that's your money.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I know that's a little money, okay? But that's your money. You can take it.
But you don't have to do anything, sir. Like I said, the account's done. We can't do anything with the charge, sir. It's in charge back. You would need to talk to your car company.
Credit card company?
Yes, sir. You need to talk to your credit card company.
I already did. They make a mistake and put in a both of a charge to your company. Want me to contact with you? And if you want to charge, you can bill that. And or you can send me the bill I pay you.
No, sir, that's fine.
Okay. You don't want it?
No, sir.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, that one thing that you cannot do for me while you're asking for a second one.
Well, we do have the exit, sir. Well, if that's all I can do for you, do thank you for calling customer support.
Cannot understand that your company and Capital One credit card company make one mistake. Nobody can correct it. That I was surprised. Nobody can do anything. That does not want to make a mistake. Okay, leave it.
Sir, like I said, sir, you say you didn't try to dispute it. We really don't deal with that, sir.
I keep telling you the Capital One credit card representative make a mistake. I dispute one.
Right.
They put the both in there. The only I can think about reason is they search the merchant because your merchant name come up with the both chart in there. So they just simply put it in there. After I received the confirmation email, and I called right away. I said, well, the $7.45 is I pay for the shipping cost. I did not dispute this one. Mm-hmm. And I call number of times, talk to different representatives. And representative just cannot corrected the mistake. And they said, well, the merchant, which is your company, has been credited to my account. That's funny. I said, well, that's not my money. He said, well, it's only $7.45. You can keep it. I said, that's not my money. Why you need to keep it? It's not the offer at $7.45, not big money. It's every penny. If not my money, I will not take it. Understand?
Mm-hmm. I understand where you're coming from.
So, all right. I already get an email and they send it to you and they send it to Capital One, credit card company, and you don't want to do anything? Okay. I leave this one on Capital One credit card account and whatever, forever. I'm not going to use in that credit card anymore because they cannot correct mistake, and I will not trust them. Okay?
All right.
All right.
Could there be anything else I can do for you?
No. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for coming.